This is the Cal NEH American English Dialect Recordings Collection, tape number 33, side B.
The 1941 around, then that's how you happen to mention that Bill Wills was active with the university because of the failure to decide and we were in debt and something had to be done. So I just called and talking to Hazel there. There was a lot of, Asa was being difficult.
That was good.
Why? What was his, he was a graduate of the University of Vermont? 14, somewhere around there.
Asa was a very able fellow, but he, I think, kind of liked to run the show. And if things didn't go his way, why, he would have to be in opposition. So,
you know, somehow or other, in other words, you're suggesting, hypothesis, that somehow or other, when the issue arose, he didn't get to run it. I guess he's Bill Wills or something.
That's right.
He was on the board, I think.
But they only think it was one.
Although I didn't talk to Gertrude Mallory when he was in the Senate with him, and she said she never had any trouble with them.
He was a very likable fellow.
He had to go, I guess, on the education committee to go with the UVM Association. And I mean, she's a very capable woman.
She certainly is. That's right.
Yeah.
I was sorry that her son lost out.
Well, I wonder if she would have. Perhaps they're a little not too not liberal enough to put a woman in, but she was certainly. One other thing way back. It has often been said that Vermont was the first state to declare war on 1970.
Yeah.
Legally speaking, what does that mean?
That meant that we attempted to get through a resolution to the effect that the state of emergency existed between the United States and the central powers headed by Germany in order to set clipping the time when Vermonters under our state soldiers bonus law would start getting their soldiers bonus. Now I may be wrong.
Wouldn't it say emergency they couldn't get the bonus?
I think that's right.
And no other state has thought of this?
That's correct, yeah. I think Vermont was one of the first states in the Union that had the soldiers' bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like they were one of the states that got the most PCC time.
Yeah.
Terry Merrill.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had the plans ready.
Yeah. I could, I am almost afraid that I am wrong on that because the soldiers' bonus I advocated that I would call it my first administration. That would be 51 and World War II was
a Korean bomber, probably.
No, I didn't get in on a Korean bomber.
I was still be going.
Yeah, I'm down. But I think that was what the purpose of it was, is to set in motion time.
Well, I think I've run down. I don't think we've exhausted the possibilities here. But you like teaching school all right? Do you think there's any relation between school and about teaching and law?
Yes, there is in this sense that, what was it that Bacon said? Speaking maketh a ready man, writing an exact man, and reading a full man. And I taught English and history, and I think that history gives me a good background for politics, and I think the teaching of English gives you and develops in you the ability to be exact in your expressions and in your writings and in your thinking, and that's a great attribute for a lawyer to have.
How come Framingham from Cabot?
Well, because I thought when I went to Framingham that I was going to get further education in the Boston area. but a long term this opportunity in Washington to get down there on the World War I service bonus, so I would like to.
That's true. You went to Framingham for about a year.
Yeah.
And on the soldier's bonus, I mean, you there was a gap there when you were in World War I.
I was in World War I, but
before
you see, they had proposed a soldier's bonus in the Congress of the United States for the veterans of World War I. And I think that Coolidge was the president at that time. He vetoed it. And the two Vermont senators, Dale and Gibson, voted to override his veto. And the bonus law got passed.